In a recent copy of the London Review of Books, two articles advertised on the front cover immediately caught my attention. Blake Morrison on the impudence of Tony Harrison and Stephen Mithen, Hunter-Gatherers Were Right. Together they speak to two of my long-term preoccupations, contemporary poetry and human prehistory. Blake Morrison's essay explores the sense of guilt felt by the poet towards his comparatively uneducated parents, particularly his father, while Mithen reviews a book which examines the idea of the city-state as a false ideal that obscures other models of survival found in the archaic past. But there may be another link. Harrison, the barbarian, in the words of his English teacher at grammar school in the 50s, adopted by the present city-state as one of its most celebrated poets, then making contact of an ill-fitting sort in his poem V with a vividly imagined skinhead barbarian in Leeds. My shelves and floors are covered with books on human evolution. From the first emergence of stone tools to late Paleolithic Ice Age art and the beginnings of agriculture. Another recent article in The Observer alerted its readers to a DNA revolution in this field, shedding new light on migrations, the complex interbreeding of human groups, and, most of all, on the question of why, how and when our own species began to occupy its present position of dominance. How did we get from invisible traces in soils left by a hand or a foot or even a breath to the present day's evidence now frighteningly everywhere? The story of how and why it happened, in its various versions, is just beginning to become coherent, which accounts for the rapidly increasing number of books on the subject. But, that said, can all this be an available subject for poems? How to evoke with sensuous conviction, immediacy, with personal engagement, these hidden stretches of human time, dwarfing written history? How to say it in ways that seem irrefutable? What is the story when you look back that far? And, more urgently, what is the next step? In complete contrast, perhaps, as an antidote, I'm also reading Alice Munro's short stories. Each of her characters is a narrator, a potential or actual storyteller, however minor or tangential are their links to the main story. And what are the reasons why her characters tell stories, or indeed, why any of us do? I feel that Alice Munro knows them all. All kinds of story and storytelling are embedded in the complex weave of her text and available to us. In an abstract way, we could even classify them. Every sentence enriches our sense of why stories happen and of their consequences. Her characters are under pressure to try to surmount what's happening, to live coherently, and yet they can't quite do it. Self-judgment is provisional. Experiences keep on piling up with increasing complexity, and the end result, yet another extension of the story, always something more they need to consider.